Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Welcome, everybody, to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you for your word today. We open our hearts, we open our minds, we open our eyes and ears to see and hear, and we thank you. We release our faith in your word, in the name of Jesus. We receive it and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, 25 days of gifts every day from now until Christmas. Just go to kcm.org/25days and all of these things, or 25 gifts, excuse me, all of these things are KCM products. They're not little trinkets of some kind. They're all things that will help build your faith and build your prayer life and help develop in the things of God. These things are inner man issues. These are not physical issues. If this was a natural training program, the things that we would have would be to naturally train the physical part of it. But these are spiritual things, and they help train the spirit man, which is the life of God. Source is in the spirit man. And without the spirit man, the physical man suffers. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So, hey, get your Christmas gifts, what I'm trying to tell you. It's free and glory, and I want to sow it into your life every day till Christmas. Praise God. Now then, Brother Bill, yes, get sir. Us back in this.
We're coming over here to Hebrews and chapter 10 and verse 35. Glory to God. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
So the just shall live by faith. It's not, I guess I better use my faith. No. This is all day, every day.
Every day.
This is what you do for a living.
Ah, goodness.
Now, you said, what was it yesterday? You said, this is our profession.
Profession. Here it is right here.
Yeah, it's right there.
In verse 23. Look what it says. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering.
Now, you say, well, that's, you know, that profession.
Confession. Yeah, sure.
Well, yeah. But that's what you do for a living.
That's our living, right?
I'm in professional sports. What does that mean? That's my profession. That's what I do for a living. Well, what do you do? Well, I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a teacher. I'm a salesman. I'm in the ministry. All of those things have to do with what you're called to do. Our profession is faith. That's what we live.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. Mm-hmm. What is that commercial going around now? This is just what you do.
You do.
Yeah. This is what we do, man.
But we've got to really renew our minds to address all of the issues that we have in this life in faith, because God continues to lead us from faith to faith, and He continues to lead us in places that perhaps do look impossible. Here is a man, a madman of Gadara, who was on the other side when they arrived there in the ship. Well, he was mad. I mean, they said nobody can hold him with chains. Nobody can hold him with fetters. I mean, they couldn't hold him naturally. Humanly, this man was lost. He was gone. But Jesus came, and he came and delivered this man. This man was seen and found sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind.
In his right mind. Doesn't that bless you? Oh. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, my goodness. But notice, the enemy.
Somebody just released faith right then for a family member
that has been out of their mind,
and you have had little to no hope for them until right that moment, and your faith worked. Now, don't turn it loose. Don't turn it loose. Don't let go of that. It is not a hopeless situation. Jesus is now working since you released your faith. Glory to God.
And that's that with that patience, faith and patience. You inherit the promise. This thing is going to come. You got to be steady on it. Just stay right there. So when you're talking about living by faith, I looked it up, and I look up in James. Let's go to James chapter 5, since it's close by. Over in James chapter 5, he says this. He says, verse 14, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if it be any sins, he'll be forgiven him. The prayer of faith. And a lot of times people think faith makes, they think prayer makes faith work. That's not true. Faith makes prayer work.
Yeah.
Now, here's an example. Now, I'd like you to see this. This is found in 2 Kings chapter 18. If you go over there with me, 2 Kings chapter 18. Now, what happened here is Hezekiah is being besieged by the enemy. The enemy is coming in and he's trying to take over and so forth. Now, Hezekiah is out of ideas here. As a matter of fact, if you look at 2 Kings chapter 19, it says here, and it says in 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 10, and thus shall you speak unto Hezekiah, the king of Judah, saying, let not the God, thy God whom you trusted deceive you, saying, deceive you, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the king of Assyria has done unto all lands by destroying them utterly, and shall thou be delivered? Have the God of the nations delivered them which my father has destroyed in Gozan and Haran and Rizeph, praise God, and the children of Eden, which were in Thasar? So what happened? Here is Hezekiah, and at verse 14, he received a letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Where did he get the letter from? In verse 6, Isaiah said unto them, thus shall you say unto your master, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words which you've heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Hezekiah's embassy or his staff went and got a word from the prophet. And the prophet gave them a word, and he brought the word back. Then Hezekiah took the word up into the temple and spread it before the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And prayed it. Once he prayed it, look what happened down here in verse 20. Then Isaiah, the son of Amos, said to Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. Now, how do we know he hears us? The Bible talks about in 1 John chapter 5,
yes,
verse 14, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears whatever we ask, we know we have the petition we desired of him.
The petitions.
The petition.
He petitioned him with that letter. That's no different. This is a letter. These are letters.
You told me this one time. One of the number one jobs of the prophet is to give you something to say. Never forget you said that.
Yes, sir.
This prophet gave the king something to say.
He believed it.
He believed it.
He believed it was from God.
That's exactly
right. So he took He took that letter.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we got here?
Yes, sir.
He took it in there and he spread it out before God.
And prayed it.
And he prayed what God said. And faith came.
Now, look at the results. Look at the results. I want to just see this. I got to show you this. This is powerful. look at 2 Kings chapter 19 and verse 35.
Yes, sir.
And it came to pass that night.
That night
that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose up early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses.
185,000 people. That is so powerful.
Now, this
think about that.
This is faith working. Now, notice what didn't work. It says, when they arose. That means somebody prayed and went to bed.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Yes, you can pray and go to sleep and let the faith do your work. And that's what they did.
Let's take this very thing.
Yeah.
Very same action.
Mm-hmm.
1 John 5, we have the petitions that we desired of Him.
Yes, sir.
Let's take the same process. And Jesus gave us step by step by step how to do it. He said, whosoever.
Yes, indeed.
Shall say to this mountain,
be thou
removed, and not doubt in his heart. So what's he got to pray? What's he got to believe? He believed those things which he says are coming to pass. Now, where did he get what he said? He got it out of here. The petition that he laid before him.
It's right here.
And then, since he believed that this is from God, these words are from God, and he believed what he said is coming to pass, while I pray, I believe, I receive it. I take it. It's a done deal. But then there's one more step. And if you have aught against any, forgive. You can't skip that step.
We going to get into that thing pretty soon.
But now he's made his petition.
That's it.
Get up and go to bed. Or spend the night praising God, whichever one you want to do. But the deal's done. If you'll handle it like that, the angels are gone to work, so.
Brother Jesse said, our job is to believe God will do his job. I like what he said.
That's excellent, man.
Isn't that
something? That is so good.
Oh, my goodness. I said, whoa, that's it. See, this, now think about it. It'll work for a king. It'll work for a 17-year-old. It'll work for anybody because faith does the work. The angels are doing it.
You know what we read yesterday?
That's exactly
when Jesus said, and it should obey you.
Yeah.
And then he said, a servant. So he's talking about faith as your servant. God gave you that as a tool with which to work.
Exactly.
And then when he, and it, you speak to the sycamine tree.
Yeah.
According to Mark 11:23.
Right.
It's a tree or a mountain.
Yes,
speak
sir.
To the thing.
Yes, sir.
And then it will obey you. What? It. The sycamine tree. No, the sycamine tree obeyed the faith. The faith is the servant.
That is powerful right there, Brother Copeland.
Now, think about that, Bill. Somebody said, boom. What happened? Wow. Somebody blew up a bus. Really? Yeah. Go out there and this bus is all to pieces. Who blew up the bus? Well, is that guy over there? They arrested him. No, the guy didn't blow up the bus.
Okay.
The dynamite blew up the bus. Mm-hmm. But the man controlled the dynamite. Let's take a firearm. Who shot a hole in the back of the car? That guy in that blue. No. No, the tool that he was using,
with that rifle thing.
He had the, he pulled the trigger. He's the one to pull the trigger.
Wow.
But then he dropped the hammer, which hit the cap, which fired the powder, which produced the gas, which drove the bullet out the front end of the gun, which hit the back of the car and made a hole in it. Well, but the man pulled the trigger. The power was in his hand to do it. The power of God that moves mountains just needs to be triggered. And
Now let's look at this now, because I read the first scripture, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence.
Don't throw your gun in the creek.
Isn't that something?
Oh, let's look at that again, man. Let's absorb that in the book of Hebrews.
That's the key right there. You cast not away. See, the enemy is going to come after your confidence. Because if you read 2 Kings 8, 18 and 19, the Assyrian soldier said, "Who is this that you're putting your confidence in?"
There you are.
It's right here.
There you are. Yeah.
He's coming after confidence in that word.
Yeah.
He's got to
get you looking somewhere else.
My goodness, doesn't he? It says, Abraham considered not his body, yet the debt or nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. God didn't come to Abraham till he couldn't have sex. I mean, that's when he came to him. He said, okay, now you can't do it.
It's over for you.
It's over for you now. Now you let me do it. Now I'm going to bring you alive, and I'm going to show you that I can do this thing. I'm only saying here that, hey, stop thinking possible, impossible. No. Anything that looks impossible and you consider that.
Now, we've got the faith of Abraham.
That's the exact same faith.
The scripture says that.
That's
the
same.
We have his faith.
Same thing. And he says, cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have prayed this, see, don't let anything shake you.
The spiritual force of patience.
Yeah.
Patience and faith, you see them together all the time in the scripture. That is a spiritual force that works with faith. And it is spiritual endurance.
Yes.
It's not just put up with. That's human patience.
Yeah, that's it.
I believed the word.
Yeah.
That's where I got my confidence.
Gotcha.
I spoke it.
Yes.
And Satan gonna come at me.
Yeah.
Well, know that he comes immediately to steal the word.
The word.
If he can get the word, he'll pull you down. But that spiritual force, when I choose, I make the choice in my soul, in my mind, and in my emotional being, I make the choice. I'm not coming apart here. I believe this today. It is done today. When I get up in the morning, it'll be just done then. It'll be just done 10 years from today. I will never turn loose of this.
And that's what you got to do. That's the attitude you got
to
have.
What was it Brother Hagin used to say? When you prepared to stay forever, you ain't going to be there
long.
Very long.
Mm-mm, because the devil can see it. You look what he says here in 1 John chapter 3, and look at verse 20. If our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. Isn't it just like the enemy to try to use condemnation to sap your confidence in the fact that God's going to do this? He ain't going to do this for you, you ugly thing. You look how you did back in 1949. Look what you did, so forth. Those are called roadblocks to faith. And the enemy will throw them up. Fear and condemnation and sense of inferiority and all of those things, see, because faith is used to working.
Now, you've done this over and over and over again. It ain't never come to pass. Now, what makes you think you're going to work this time? Boy, that's what he did. Needle you, torment you.
Something. He'll try to use something, especially, I found, that you might buy. I tell people he'll take a flip chart.
Yeah.
And make a presentation to you. See, well, now your auntie, see, she believes the same way. Now look what happened to her. Yeah. Well, you believe that. And just something that you'll say, well, let me consider that. Abraham considered not. Considered not. Now let's go to one more place. Let's go to Mark chapter. I know I'm moving pretty fast now. Mark chapter 11, please. Over in Mark chapter 11. And he says here, this is verse 22 to 24. I want you to see it. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he says shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. And this man's way of showing that his faith was intact is that king, I believe, went to bed.
Yeah. Well, Jesus said that. He gets up, goes to bed. The seed grows up
exactly.
Night and day.
He don't know how.
He knows it's coming up.
My goodness.
I believe that, Bill. God dealing with some of you right now, specifically with a man in the car business. And it looks like bankruptcy is the only thing you can do. If you will go get on your face before God and turn this thing over to Him and enter into His rest, your business will get bigger than it has ever been because it's God that gave you the business in the first place. Praise God. I heard the word from the Lord say that.
That's the prophet. I'm telling you.
Hallelujah.
That, the word. Now notice what he said in Mark 11:24.
Bill, we out of time.
We over by the Lord.
But he said, read it anyway.
He said, therefore, I send you what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them. That is a blank check, and it has nothing to do with what you can do by yourself.
And he never asks you to pay for it. He asks you to
believe for it.
Oh, we'll be back in a minute.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.